Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our magnificent Monday Live studio audience has been redoing their New Year's resolutions all weekend and is ready to add the finishing touches with some tips and takeaways from our five motivational, purpose-driven partners today. Today's topics on episode 156. Disabilities no mo. We the People, Estate Sales, Outsourcing Pro, and Success Tips. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Wynn Charles, advocating for people with mental or physical disabilities. Shelby Bush, holding our elected politicians accountable. And the Maricopa County Audit. Deborah Davis, Estate Liquidations Made Easy. Matthew Yays, recruiting top-tier remote workers for entrepreneurs. And batting last, bringing up the rear, Sean Douglas, there's nothing like a veteran to increase your profitability and make your business thrive. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and their websites and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everything. HomeResourcePlatform.com. Everything's home. Can you believe it's February 1st? And since this show and platform is all about taking action, it's time we all do something. Do something. Here's the perfect song to get you inspired.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us,
if you're ready to take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, please join us for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We're bringing you guests, experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, to provide you with real-life, tangible takeaways. We made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, good people doing good business and good things. And we promise to always provide motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little entertainment in every episode. You can also listen to any of the past 123 segments delivered by our 89 partners. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners segment tab to see the topics and listen to the shows. We're at 12:05. I am on track today, boys and girls. It's about time, huh? You know, I just tend to go over, but we're going to keep it real nice and tight today for you so you can get in and out in 1 hour and get those tips and start making some, take some action items after the show. Just a reminder, each month we have a free giveaway. This month it's $50 hard cold cash. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to the show or comment and share on our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Just a couple clicks and a little typing, and you get one entry to win our monthly prize. Multiple actions mean multiple entries for the prize, so please support us, and we'll thank you with a good old-fashioned bribe. To keep it simple, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the rate and review graphic at the very top of the page. The links and social media graphic is right next to it, and don't forget to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. Today's topics, disabilities, no more. We the people, estate sales, outsourcing, pro, and success tips. It's 12:06. We're going to hit it up real hard right now with our first guest. It's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network. First up is Miss Wynn Charles. She's the host of Ask Wynn Podcast, which is celebrating life by focusing on storytellers, writers, publishers, artists, journalists, and podcasters, all kinds of great people who have are serving those with mental or physical disabilities. Let's give a big round of applause, audience. Miss Wynn Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Michelle. Thank you for having me on. And I'm really excited to talk to you guys about disabilities and disability awareness.
Well, give us a little bit about yourself, a little bio, and then we'll jump in to talk about your show and then kind of give some tips and enlightenment for the audience.
I have 4 disabilities, one of them being asthma, one of them also being sleep apnea, one of them being reflux disease, and the main one being cerebral palsy.
Wow. And you've managed to overcome all those, put them kind of to the side, and you still have a great podcast show that's very popular. So congratulations for being so brave and doing that. And especially you're out in the public. I mean, that's pretty difficult. You gotta give a lot of credit to yourself. Do you at least acknowledge that in your own accomplishments?
No. In my own accomplishments, no. It's just something that I deal with on a daily basis, and I try and inspire people on a daily basis, and in my own accomplishments, no.
Okay. So let's see. Do you want to talk about the podcast first? Do you want to go talk about kind of what your goals are with trying to help others and encourage those that do have the disabilities, especially the ones that are serving them, because it's got to be tough, especially when it's a family member, you're trying to support them, you don't know what to do. You know, it's a lot of stress that goes on, especially, you know, for those loved ones. But then again, you know, the person that has the disability, look at all the hardships they have to overcome. So it's a lot of mixed emotions and issues all rolled up into one.
Having a disability is really not a hardship. It's just something I have to deal with on a daily basis. And having care is a totally different situation. But having the disability itself isn't a hardship to me. I just do things a little bit differently.
Well, I guess it's because you've got a different type of personality, meaning not a lot of people are positive. Not a lot of people are just take what you have and make the best of it and don't worry about any of the other problems or issues. You know, a lot of people like to dwell on on an ailment, let's just say, you know, a lot of the older people, they always complete, you talk to them for 5 minutes and they tell you the 15 different problems with their health rather than focusing on the positive aspects and just going through life and doing what you can. So you're a pioneer in that because there's not that many people. And especially in, you know, you've got to be a leader in your community. It sounds like you are. What kind of things are you doing to help others besides the show? Is there any other activities that you're doing?
Writing books and continuing on my journalism degree and just living the everyday life. My life is actually going to change, believe it or not. To Arizona, I'm actually moving to Arizona, yes.
Oh, really?
Because I got an amazing, amazing housing opportunity.
Oh, you want to tell us a little about that? Where are you going to be moving? You're coming to our country.
I'm coming to you guys. I'm going to be moving to Phoenix, Arizona. The housing opportunity that I got is called Lunaville. And basically what Lunaville is it's a gated community and deals with all disabilities. They deal with all disabilities. There's no age limit. And it's basically me having my own house in this gated community and receiving the care that I am still receiving.
Oh, that's great. It's always nice to have that independence and that, you know, it gives you a whole different perspective on things when you're able to just be a little bit more on your own. Do you find that now, I mean, I'm assuming you're what, 20s or 30s? How old are you?
I am 33.
Okay, so you're 33. So do you see now that society in general is a lot more supportive and accepting and there's a lot more resources for people with disabilities or family members to support?
No.
Oh, it's still bad.
It's still bad. There's not enough resources. That's why I'm moving. That's why one of the reasons why I'm moving, I am orphan. I am orphan. I lost both my parents. And it's still bad. It's terrible up here in Colorado. That's one of the reasons why I'm moving to a different state / a bigger city, because it's awful.
So is there at least...
You
would think with the advancements in what, you know, how things have evolved and all this money going to foreign countries, you think it would be kind of nice to stay here and maybe support the disabilities that people have and give them the support systems. But, you know, our politicians aren't here to help American people. They'd rather send money out to other countries to pay for, you know, some random study in Indonesia and aborting babies in foreign countries rather than helping people like yourself. So I think that pretty much sums up how our politicians care about our people that need it the most in our own communities, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and you have to look under every rock to find good quality care and a good quality system at that, and yeah.
So is there at least one central website that people can at least go to get a little bit of information when they need it, whether they are the actual person or they are the family members who are looking for more support? Is there some, at least some advocacy group or something that they can rely on that you could provide to the audience?
I haven't found one, and trust me, I've been looking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I haven't found one, and trust me, I've been looking. I look through all the years, and trust me, I haven't found one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, like I said,
now the audience is welcome to contact me, especially those in Arizona, to dig out the system I'm using. But I haven't found one.
All right. Well, then give your website, so they have that, and then let us know where we can tune into your podcast, your show, Ask Wynn.
My website is askwynn.webelieve.com, and they can subscribe to a podcast anywhere they listen to audio.
All right. Well, that's great. And what we'll do is we will, on our Partners and Patriots tab page, where we have our must-listen-to podcasts and live streams and talk radio shows and TV shows, we'll go ahead and put a nice graphic there for your show so that people can get linked directly to it and they could tune in and listen to some of the inspirational shows that you have to help people with disabilities and those who are serving that community. So give your website one more time, Wynn.
AskWynn.WeBelieve.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Wynn. We're glad that you're a partner in our community, and welcome to Arizona. Make sure you reach out when you come here, and we'll have you do another spot on the show to give you a nice big Arizona welcome.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Wynn, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. It's interesting that the disability support is the support for the disability community is not there. But as I mentioned, we have no problem sending hundreds of billions of dollars out of the country to support other people and studies and shrimp and God only knows what else. So, yeah, talk about it's time to take some action, people. So Shelby Bush is going to be coming up next. And she had some technical difficulties, so there's a little bit of delay there. She's going to give us some nice updates on taking action against these politicians who obviously don't care about us. So, yeah, interesting, huh? All right, some breaking news. I just wanted to let everyone know that I did say that I was going to add a take action page to our website, and I did. There's going to be much more information being added to it, but for right now, there's a take action page on the top tab to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And we did this so you can find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. You can also let your voice be heard, which sounds like we've got a lot of categories that need to be heard, and find out who's standing up for what you believe in. At the very top of the page is an amazing video that I watched this weekend with Dr. Simone Gold. She's the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. She's the one that was censored and thrown off a social media site. She was actually arrested. I mean, you know you're doing something right when you get censored or you're getting arrested for something that doesn't make any sense. So that means you're telling the truth and you're somebody that people need to pay attention to. So what she does in this video, it's in front of a big presentation of doctors, and she reveals the truth behind the Wuhan virus. And the reason why I say that is when you watch the video, you'll understand why the name was changed to COVID-19, political reasons, and many not well-known facts, which were purposely concealed from the American people, and all the details about the, shall I say, quote-unquote vaccine. Just an FYI, it's not a vaccine. It's a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, yes, tracking devices, and many more harmful ingredients, including fetal tissue from aborted babies. This is all fact. I'm not making it up. Not a conspiracy theory. Something else to make you more awake today and think a little. This will put it in perspective, and it's from the video. And again, the video at the very top of the Take Action page. And I encourage everyone to go check it out. It is incredibly informative. I have like 4 pages of notes. Something else that I said I wanted to mention, Africa has the lowest death rates in the world. America has 800 per 1 million death rate. India has 70 per 1 million. And that's due to their liberal HCQ distribution. You know, the pills, the real cheap ones that Facebook and the CDC and the WHO now say actually work, that President Trump said people should have been taken back in March and April. And they said, no, it's all bad, but now it's okay. Africa's death rate is 1% of America's. They also have no social distancing, no masks, and no ICUs. Interesting, huh? There's also a graphic beneath the video to sign the petition to stopmedicaldiscrimination.org. Once you watch the video, I promise you'll be inspired not only to sign the petition, but you'll be encouraged to share it with your friends, and you'll get mad. You'll get real mad. And it's really, really interesting. And it's all fact. And it's all from their organization, America's Frontline Doctors. It is definitely a must see for every single American that is out there. So real quick before I bring on Miss Shelby, let's see what else here. Oh, just wanted to let you know this, because this is all part of being more awake to what's going on. Because coronavirus, you know, you can go ahead and you can dispute whatever you want, whatever. Read the facts, read the information, listen to episode 126 we did with Clay Clark, who is the author of Fear Unknown. He's also the host of the Thrive Time show. And he has some incredible guests. We did his show in September, and it is just unbelievable, the information that is in that show and in that blog. It's the truth, the facts, everything is sourced, cited, and vetted. And again, we did the show in September, but now the information is kind of starting to squirrel out, let's say. But, you know, this has to do with us, our freedoms, our liberties, our being able to go to church. It's all about creating fear and convincing you to obey, to give up your freedoms. So that's what this whole thing is. It's nothing to do with the virus. And I'll prove you. Oh, and then I'm going to bring on Shelby. Here, this is fact. Last week, there were only 23 flu cases in the United States. And last year, during the same time, there were 14,657. Also, the deaths in 2020 were in line with the deaths for 2019, 2018, 2017. So if there was such a deadly disease and pandemic, the deaths should have tremendously increased, right? That's kind of common sense. And one more, the deaths from the flu, heart attacks, and cancer in 2020 have drastically decreased. Think you're playing with the numbers? Yeah. So everybody, it's time to stop with the fear, stop with the nonsense, rip off those masks. They're actually making you sick. They don't work. Go to church, reopen your business, and let's get this country back open again. And don't listen to these guys. It's like I said, it's all about fear and taking control. All right, bear with me here. We're having a little, Shelby's not there. Let's just bring on Deborah Davis then. Sorry about that, Deborah. All right, so my next guest is Miss Deborah Davis. She is an estate consultant at the AZ Auctionista. Round of applause, everybody. Hey, sorry about that, Deborah. I saw the 602. I thought it was Shelby, and it's you. You're going to bring us some phenomenal information today on estate sales. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thank you for having me back on your show.
Well, you know, we had such an interesting conversation about, you know, well, the pen, right? And it kind of just really gave an overall view and attitude of how people tend to sometimes not realize the value of things, and then, of course, overvalue the value of their items that really have no value. So I thought it was kind of – it should be interesting to have you come back on, because – I can only imagine some of the stories that you have to share between the last time we talked and now, especially with that older community. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's life. They're no longer here, and the kids are liquidating things, and how to go about it the best way to get the, you know, best bang for the buck, but also be realistic, you know, because everybody thinks everything is worth millions, and you're like, it's a big pen, guys. Throw it in the garbage. It's got teeth marks on it. Yeah, and the cap has been bitten off. So you want to give us a little bit of information overall, what you're doing with the AZ Auctionista, and then let's jump into some interesting facts for the audience, put things in a perspective for them.
In addition to auctions and appraisals, I assist those in transitions with estate sales, where I come in and I organize items into attractive vignettes to extract the highest monetary value for each client. I work mostly with realtors, estate planners, attorneys, financial advisors, fiduciaries who have clients who are in transition, whether it's downsizing or those who have transitioned out of this world.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
Well,
it was better than better than what I said. I'm like, they're kind of like no longer here. Right.
Yeah, that's like no longer here. And in those cases, it's the family. They've had these things passed down. Like, yes, my mother said this was passed down from her great-grandmother. It's a pie cupboard, and it's invaluable. Well, no, it's not, because our millennials aren't collecting like we used to, and the value it has is it's sentimental to them. So you can't put a price on it, and they're sad when those things aren't what's going for high dollar amount. But that's, I go in those situations, and I kind of walk through and tell them, you can donate this, throw this in the trash, you don't need that. And this is what we'll do with the rest of your items. And I situate them in ways that there's value for the clients or the family as possible.
And it could be, like you said, when somebody's just downsizing, or they just have a lot of stuff. And let's just pretend the stuff's valuable, not like like you see on some of the, like the road shows or some of the other comedy shows have done spoofs on it, where, you know, somebody thought it was mm-hmm. worth so much money and it's nothing. So let's just pretend that it is actually something of value. So it might just be time to, you know, cash in on it, or it's there. You've had it for so long, you're just kind of done with it. So what would you say what would you say in general? I mean, it's kind of hard to make a broad statement, but with most people, what would you say? Most people have something of value that they could that would be worth selling. What category would be what item? Or
well,
is there not really
it could
one?
Be, there's not just one. There could be several things: coins, gold, silver. The boxes of sterling silver that we've carried, you know, down through the generation that you don't use anymore. I mean, you can turn that around for quick cash through an auction and make some money. Art, vehicles, just things that you've collected. Many people have collections of things, an art collection. I just picked up last week that has been in storage for about a year, and the sisters were in charge of it, and so it was art and bronzes, probably about $100,000. Of artwork and bronzes have been sitting in a storage unit, not making money, and they needed the money. So it was time to turn it. They weren't using it. It wasn't bringing value to them. But they didn't see it every day. It didn't bring joy to them. So let's make some money for you.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's always nice when you have those little surprises that just kind of pop up, and then all of a sudden you said, wow, we've got some great value to that. What about, let's slip in. Do you have a funny story since the last time we talked about, you don't have to say the name of the client, and you could, you know, if you have to change the story a little bit, but there's gotta be something that was just hysterical that happened, because you're dealing with humans and emotions and items. I mean, it's gotta be comedy nonstop.
Well, I did have a client who, every time they were selling their second home in Arizona, and he was quite the drinker, and he and his wife were there for a couple of days while I was putting the house together, and every time I would look for him, he'd be sipping out of a bottle of bourbon and telling me just outrageous stories, but nothing absolutely crazy the last couple of months, but he was quite the entertaining little man. Bottle of bourbon, and he always tells me, "Did she throw my bourbon out? Did she throw my bourbon out?" And went, "I don't live here. I don't know."
Right. Oh my goodness, that's funny.
He had been drinking. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Now, what about So would you say, as far as what's the best process, should people kind of identify what they think is of value and put that aside and then contact you? Or do you have a little bit more of a screening process where you tell them, hey, here, after they contact you, Sarah, now here's, you got to, you know, you, whittle down the list a little bit based on these particular categories or items. Just trying to make it more effective and efficient for people. And I also want to give them realistic expectations to not get their hopes up where they've already went and bought the car, signed the paperwork, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, now I have to drive the car back to the dealership. I was counting on that money from mom's pile of junk that I thought was really good stuff, and now I got to take the car back, which I'm sure happens a lot.
Exactly.
So is there any helpful hits there for reality?
Well, yeah, sometimes it starts off with, I have a piece of art, and a few things can happen. I'll have them send me photographs of it along with the artist's signature, and I'll give them an idea of what it could be worth, or I'll make a house call to get a better idea of what they have, and we'll walk through, and I can identify, well, this is where your money is. That piece of art you sent me, that's probably a hammer at about $20, if that. But, you know, we go from there and build from there. It could be a full estate, or it could be just someone who wants to declutter, get rid of a few pieces. So I walk them through, let's auction this, we'll sell this for you, or just donate and take a tax write-off on the other things that don't have great value.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of this stuff is being donated, right? But you do get some fines in there. I mean, all of a sudden, you may have a baseball collection, and you said the coins, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You'll never know. Every day is like it's like opening a present to me. You never know what you're going to find. And sometimes it's a home run for the client, and sometimes it's, no, just go ahead and donate that. Sorry. But they've reached out for education.
Right. Right,
and
right.
A potential client down the road, and if you've done a good job for them, they'll recommend you to others, and that's how I build my business.
So, what was the what's the overall best item that was thought to be a sleeper that turned out to be a real home run? So maybe that's a little inspiration for people, so they don't throw everything out.
Well, I think I told you, I'm not sure if I told you the last time we were together, the company I had been with before, they'd gone out to a home in Sun City, and the man had a T-shirt that was signed by Kobe Bryant, or a poster or something. He thought that's where his money was. Well, when they went out into the garage, they found just a plethora of artwork, and one happened to be a Jackson Pollock. He was going to throw it away.
Oh, wow.
He had brought these things back from New York, where his sister had passed away, and really wasn't interested in them. So he just piled them up in the garage. And there was a lot of valuable art just on his garage that he was going to throw away.
Wow. Yeah, and well, yeah.
No,
you never know. You never know. Yep. But the one thing... I don't remember if we talked about it before, but China, nobody wants the China anymore, right? So we all have all this China from grandparents and parents, and nobody wants our China, even though it cost, you know, like $5,000 or $10,000 back in the day. You know, remember that? Yeah. It was like ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, so I hate to break the news to them. Everyone's so excited about their eyes. It's China. Well, just pretend you're Greek and throw it up against the wall. And it makes them sad, but they don't believe me. So they do the research themselves. They don't believe me, and that, she was right.
Yeah, so nobody wants your China, people, which is sad. I remember we got the China back in the 80s, and it was just when microwaves first came. I don't know if it was when it first came out or when people first got them. So, you know, it's just when you were able to go buy one in the store, and it was at a price that made sense. And my dad put it in the microwave. And then all of a sudden, no one realized there's metal around the edge of the china. So all of a sudden, there's like sparks. And then these are microwaves with, you know, they're the original ones. So they really put a good flame on it. So all of a sudden, because no one's paying attention, you put it in there and it's new, and you walk away because you think it's magic. You don't have to use a regular cooking stump. we walk away, and then all of a sudden somebody, I think it's my little brother, he's like two or three, and he's like says something about fire or whatever. And meanwhile, there's like a full-on inferno in the microwave because we put the – who knew? You know what I mean? Welcome to the 80s. That's what happened. You just threw stuff in the microwave, and it lit on fire like the Gremlin movie. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And you couldn't even put those pieces in the dishwasher.
Because
it would take the gold or the silver off of it.
Yeah, well, so, now we know. Nobody, it's just like everything else in the 80s. Everything was extravagant, and it was, over the top, and now just you can eat on it sparingly, and nobody wants to buy it from you. Great decade, but lots of money spent on things that, didn't really quite cut it, but that's all right. It was a lot of fun. So, Deborah, do you want to give your website or social media contact so people can get a hold of you and maybe they can get some value out of some of the things in their house or at least with their family members and make the transition a little bit smoother for everybody?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the most important.
My website is currently being built, so I can't give you that yet. But my social media page is the AZ Auctionista at Facebook. You'll find that on Facebook, and you can contact me that way or through Deborah Davis. And I believe you all have a photo of my card at 602-909-7137. And I'll be happy to work with anyone or if they have a client. I have a lot of referrals, repeat referrals from, realtors, because I can make them their client heroes, getting rid of everything.
Yeah, and like I said, make that transition smoother for everybody that's involved, because it's always just even if you're just getting rid of stuff, people are so attached to their items that you could just make it a little bit easier to make so it's not as painful. So thank you, Deborah, for coming on, and I look forward to your next appearance with it. Maybe another good whopper of a story, something funny. Another bourbon drinker.
All right,
sounds good. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to bring on our next guest. Our next guest is Mr. Matthew Yates. He is the outsourcing pro and CEO of Extend Your Team. He is there to get top-tier remote workers for entrepreneurs, and he is calling us from Hawaii because he has started this portion of the business only 7 months ago, but he's so good at it and he has such the great team that he could spend 2 weeks in Hawaii. So that is a perfect indication of the type of person you want to work with to find the right employees, because he's living what he's doing for others. So give him a aloha round of applause. So, Matt, it's a perfect segue into giving you extra kudos, because if you want to be Matt and be in Hawaii for 2 weeks, work with you to hire the people that you're hiring, because look what can happen. How awesome would that be?
Oh, I think I'll tell you, it was life-changing. Hey, by the way, I'm on speakers, and is the audio okay?
Yeah, you're okay. It's good. Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
So, listen, I think what happens, Michelle, is you get people who can make a difference, and you can free up your time to do other stuff, and you don't have to mind the store. And that's really what it is. Like, you don't have to mind the store. You know, let someone else do the work while you focus on things that matter. In this case, for 2 weeks, it was spending time with my wife in Hawaii while other people made sure the business didn't fall off the tracks, clients were taken care of. You know, we even closed a few sales.
Exactly. I mean, the hardest part for entrepreneurs, and we've talked about this before when you were on the show, and I'm sure you've had these conversations with many people, is giving up that control. But you can't expand and you can't focus on what you do best when you're doing everything, especially when they are things that other people can do and not at a very high cost. I mean, you know, if it's $100 an hour and you step in and do it, that's one thing. But if it's something that you can get, an affordable assistant or, you know, whatever the politically correct word that we use nowadays. I lose track because it's, you know, every time I turn around, it changes. So I give up. I don't know what to call anybody anymore. Like whatever you want. Like people are like, well, what do you want to be called? I said, it doesn't matter. Until my signature on a check means something, you can call me whatever you want. I don't really care. A title is a title. A hat is a hat. Just tell me when it's time for dinner. You know what I mean? So we have to give up that control. And that's probably the biggest obstacle for people is to do that. Would you say that's the number one problem that you have when you're having that initial conversation with a small business owner, entrepreneur, where they're just like, I don't want to do it. And then when you show them what the possibilities, they go, I can't believe I didn't do this sooner.
Yeah, I think that's a very common thing. Look, my own experience was I spent, and this is really why I started the business, as we talked the last time, I spent 3.5 years, you know, working in an e-commerce business and just afraid to give up control. And I think at the end of the day, I mean, as entrepreneurs, right, you know this, you think you're special, right? Like, oh my God, I can only do this and I'm special. And, you know, it's, and the truth is we're all people, and guess what? We're just not special. There are people that can, you know, there are people that can do all the boring tasks that you do, and or even non-boring tasks. There are people that can do it better, as good, or here's the most important thing. Let's say they did it 80% as good. At the end of the day, so what? That doesn't matter. Now you can focus on growing your business, right?
Right.
No one ever, you know, grew their business, but I mean, you have to have good operations. But there's a look at all the icons of entrepreneurship. They never said I did this. They always talked about we did this, our team did this, my team did this. However, they discuss it. It's always a group effort, right? So I did a post on LinkedIn recently where I said I worked, you know, like 20,000 hours last month, right? And you know, it's like, huh? How does one person work, you know, 20,000 hours? Well, I work 20,000 hours because I have, you know, a team. They all have the same amount of hours. I think it was actually I worked 2,000 hours, not 20. But you know, so I was able to do that because I have a team. I have 167 hours personally in a 40-hour work week, but my team collectively has a much larger set of hours. And guess what? We accomplish more.
Yeah, it makes more sense because everybody is laser focused on less tasks, so they could be more efficient or more productive, or they could get more things done rather than trying to be a jack of all trades, and then you're all over the place. Especially nowadays, you know, each of these things seem to have a little bit more of a niche when it's not necessarily an expertise, but you've got to know social media, perfect example. I'm not a fan. It's just what you have to do, right? But, you know, you've got an algorithm. You've got, well, if you post it this way, it turns out this. But if you click this, but if you go behind the scenes and then you got an ad and you got all these things, you got these layers. And, you know, there's certain etiquette on there or certain ways that people go about posting or how it's supposed to look. And unless you're in it all the time and you're kind of paying attention and, you know, reading up or any of that kind of stuff, like, who has time? Like, you're busy out trying to do sales, you're running the business or you're hustling and moving and grooving. But, you know, the virtual assistant who does this, who grew up in this world, obviously you and I didn't, you know, we had to jump into it because we had no choice. This is what they've been doing for, you know, 10, 20 years. It's in their blood. This is what they do. So why not get that person on the team? So you don't have to go through the aggravation of learning something new that you're like, I want to learn this, but I don't have a choice. Well, you do. Don't.
But what about respecting your own time, right?
Like, yeah.
Isn't that part of it also? Like respecting your own time. So if you value your time at $50 an hour, $100 an hour, whatever, and if you can get someone, you know, 17 to do it, well, you're valuing your own time at $17 an hour. That's realistically what you're doing. And I know it's a, you know, almost crappy way of looking at it, but it's true, right? You're just devaluing yourself because time is money, especially as an entrepreneur. It's so hard to be, it's just hard being an entrepreneur, right? And to not get help just means, you know, for me, my marriage suffers, or my personal life suffers, or my happiness suffers, right? Why put yourself through that when you can get affordable help that you have to think differently, I think, is the point. And this is where I think a lot of people struggle. Like, but they're in the Philippines, they're in Venezuela, they're in Argentina, wherever they are, right? And they can't wrap their mind around it, so it's a little tough. But the truth is, it's really no different than working with someone in the same city who's working from home that day.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing that's different about your approach, and I've talked to other people, but your approach is different because, and it's interesting, and I want you to expand on a little bit so people can really understand this different ideology. When we originally talked, you said you got to just get one person that can do many things, but have them full time. And there's so many benefits from doing it that way, as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of other people that say you got to, you know, get this one person for Facebook, get this person for LinkedIn, get this one for your email marketing, this for your scheduling, this for this, this for this. And next thing you know, you've got five different people, which is five people to also manage, right? Even if they're working 20 hours a week or even 10 hours, that's five different personalities. And right there, I just want my head's exploding just thinking about that. So talk about that strategy of having a full-time person and the benefits and what your success is besides being in Hawaii right now for 2 weeks and somebody else running all of it. Because, I mean, that's to me, you know, people can say I do this. People can and write whatever they want in their profiles or put whatever they want on their website. But you really are somebody who is walking the walk and talking the talk, because your overall story is that you're doing this for your own business. And look what the results are. I mean, you have 53 people, I think you said, that are part of your team now. And some of them are running it. And also mention the CEO, the lady that's doing the CEO role, and what her, if you could talk about what you're paying her, if you know what I mean. I just want people to understand, let's do this. Take the mask off and give us the scoop. Because I want people to understand you have to do this and you have to do it like this week.
Yeah. So what I would say is, look, there are no unicorns, right? So you got to realize, right, if you say to me, well, I want someone who could do social media and code websites, right? It's just two different people, right? So there are some natural groupings, but for the most part, right, if you hire someone full time, right, and you own their time, you can get better people because they want full-time jobs, and you can get really flexible, I like to call athletes, right, people who can do a competent job in multiple things, say, run projects for you, do your social media for you, do, you know, work with clients, onboard clients, follow up with clients, and things of that nature. Right, to free you up from this, like, all the tactical things of running a business, because you own their time, they're dedicated, they're focused, and they're not, you know, their mind isn't going in 17 directions for five clients, right? It's just not, you got to realize they're people just like us, right? So if my day was split 2 hours per client and I had five clients, say I work 10 hours a day, which is not uncommon, you know, you can't think straight. Like, I couldn't do that, let alone someone else, right? And so if you own their time, they're your full-time employee, yes, it costs more. In the long run, you're going to grow more. And really in the medium run, like, you know, 3-4 months, you're going to grow more because you've gotten freed up from all these tactical tasks, and then you get to do your job, which is grow your business, right? So example, let's look at my own life. Okay. When I met Angelica, so you're talking about my chief of staff, Angelica. I met Angelica, I was working 14 hours a day on my e-commerce business. And I was doing this for 3.5 years, and I was just, you know, you can imagine all the things that come with it. Within 45 days, it's about 6 weeks. It was roughly, I went from 14 to 3, and now I only have, you know, 2 hours of meetings a week on the business, and I don't do anything. And that's a 10-person business, right? I then said to Angelica, hey, let's start an agency in May. She's running overseeing my e-com, helped me start an agency that's now roughly, as you said, 53 people, right? So about six. So she started a 53-person company with me, right? She did the operations in the Philippines, still runs another business, and to a client, she'd be roughly 18 an hour.
So maybe I should have her as the guest on the show.
Maybe she's the one we should be talking to. You start seeing these talent levels. I mean, I have a CEO. I think he's like between $25 and $27 to a client. Legitimate CEO who ran a 2,000-person division. Like a legitimate CEO type guy. He is $25 to $27 a client. I don't remember the exact rate. I mean, think about that. So that's the crazy talent. But for most people, it's going to be $16 to $20 an hour. Right, but you're getting full time. They have benefits, but you're going to get these people now. If I could do it with my own business and start it, anyone can. I'm not special, right? I just said I'm not going to. I'm going to delegate as ruthlessly as possible. Get someone who's good at what they do and let me do other things. So I have these conversations. I focus on sales, right? And I get to have a vacation for the first time in a long time, right? Like, all these things are possible and everything runs better, right? And you just have to say, okay, I'm going to commit. Let's just say the person's $16 an hour, $70 an hour, it's like $3,000 a month. I'm going to commit for 90 days. It's really, I'm not asking for commitment, but you have to commit to yourself, right? I'm going to spend $9,000 over 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, if my life isn't better, guess what? Just stop. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not everyone gets focused on, like, I have to spend $40,000 a year. No, you have to spend $3,000 a month, and you need to create value with that $3,000 a month after a few months. And if it's not working, but it always works, right? If you get the right person, it always works 100% of the time, right? So, it works, and you can focus on other things. Now, your business may not – maybe you're not successful in your business for whatever reason, right? Things like that happen, but there's no way you're not freed up and your life is dramatically better, not better.
Well, you're taking out all the excuses as to why people aren't getting the business to the next level. So if you're removing all that,
right,
and then if the person really can grow the business and increase the sales or whatever it is that they're doing – then it gives them the opportunity to do that. And if for some reason they're not, then obviously there's a problem with the business or the person. So it's almost like a good vetting period too for that person to kind of reevaluate, reposition, but you're eliminating excuses. But most important, you're there for support. So it's not only a one-time shot where we give the employee and then have fun with it. You're there to support and to make this relationship work between the two. So it's not just you don't abandon everybody. This is a team. The goal is find me another person. That's what you want people to have after they get the first one in there. They're like, I need another one of these. Let's do another one because I got a whole other stuff. I got a whole other things over here. So that's kind of what I want people, that light bulb to go on.
Yeah. I mean, we have clients with three people, right? And so, what I would say is it's, and I get it, $9,000 or $10,000 or whatever the number is, right, is a lot of money. I mean, I'm not saying it's not. But, right, it's about the value we create. And we're there with you, right? Like, you don't want, if you've never managed someone or you don't know how to structure it, you're nervous. Like, that's why I have internal team members that I pay. I just hired two people today. One person is actually for like a very senior person for client onboarding. And like, that's what they're there for. We have people to hold your hands that are in the Philippines that understand the culture and know how to work with American companies. Right. So there's that, but you it's like every business, you have to reinvest. You have to invest in your business. Right. There's just no other way of growing. I do it all the time. Right. I got a bunch of clients. I hire another person. And it's just, what do you want I think a lot of it is also like, what do you want your life to look like? Like, do you want your life to look like mine was and miserable and my wife yelling at me all the time? I didn't like that. She didn't like that. It was a stress on our marriage. Right. And so I just did. And honestly, she's the reason I created the business. I mean, like, she's like pushed me to find Angelica because stuff was bad. And
yeah.
And I'm ever. Sometimes we all need that push. Don't be me, right? Be better.
Yeah.
Learn from my mistakes.
Don't be me. Don't be me. Yeah. Well, at least your wife likes you now, so you're back on track with that. So I'm sure she's happy that Angelica was like the angel that flew into your lives. So, and as far as anyone else, hey, you know what? Angelica is finding more Angelica. So we're all thankful for Angelica. Yay, Angelica. Find more of those. Find more Angelicas. So then she can spread them out to all the people that are listening and to myself and everyone else, because things change drastically when all of a sudden you're happy about your business and you're looking forward to it again, as opposed to your business running you, which is what happens with most people. So Matt, I know you've got to go enjoy the wonderful weather in Hawaii. I'm probably jumping on your breakfast time with your kumquats and your kiwi and whatever else is on the island of the island of love. What's the website so people can go ahead and work with you starting this week? Because if they don't, then I can't take away any more excuses than that, you know?
Yeah, so just go to extendyourteam.com/freedom. You'll take it'll redirect you to an assessment, and just do the assessment, let you know where you are on the journey, and then at the end of the meeting, you can book a call with me, and I'm happy to talk to you. Even if you're not sure if you're ready, you know, listen, let's talk. I'm happy to help people. I want people to be successful, and you know, just contact me there. Obviously, you can also contact me from the website, extendyourteam.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. And I'll be talking to Angelica later today. I might try to steal her. You didn't hear that from me, people. You didn't hear that from me. No, well, that's not it. Enjoy the time in Hawaii, and let's touch base when you get back.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. See, it's outsourcing, everybody. All right. Let's bring in our next guest. We're going to end the show with a phenomenal veteran. His name is Sean Douglas. He's the founder. Hold on one second here. He is the founder of the Success Corps and LYB Clothing. He's working with entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owners to improve their position in the marketplace, which increases profitability while decreasing, oh, here it comes, anxiety and stress. So the business thrives. Audience, give him a big veteran round of applause, because you know we love our veterans on our platform. Sean, I'm sorry to make you wait. I just wanted to get everything finished up with Matt, because, you know, outsourcing, and I'm sure you get this with all of your clients now too, is such a problem. And I'm speaking from experience when I come across any of these guys that are dealing with outsourcing, because everybody's been told, go to the Philippines, go to Upwork, go to Fiverr. And I started doing that in July, and it's just been a disaster every single time. I mean, it's horrible, the amount of time and effort and loss when it comes to money and time. Oh my goodness. And aggravation. It's just, so when I found we've got two different companies now that are dealing with outsourcing. I wanted to, at least since we're all talking about repositioning and redoing our New Year's resolutions and really getting this year off on the best start, I would just wanted that to be set in people's minds, that at least have the conversation to do that.
Definitely.
Because how are they supposed to work with somebody like you if they don't have the support staff to even do the work that they're supposed to be doing that you're going to help them with? You know what I mean? It's just like, so you're doing 14 hours a day and you're playing on the computer. And that's not what somebody should be doing when they're going to now invest in working with somebody like you on a one-on-one, because, oh, I got to go post on Facebook. You know what I mean? So it's almost like these are the stages where we've got to just, you know, these, we've got all the experts, we've got all the professionals. It's just that you've got to, you want to be able to get the right ones at the right time. So, you know, with that being said, that's the reason why I wanted him to kind of finish up, because you probably get that all the time with the people you're working with.
Yeah, I tell people to do what you do best and outsource the rest.
Yeah, yeah, and that's usually, and it's difficult to sometimes, you know, find those key people. But you can't be a successful entrepreneur or a speaker or a business owner without that staff. I mean, what did you do? Did you?
I have an inside tip that hardly anybody uses because they wouldn't think about it. So I don't go to the Philippines. I hire in the U.S. I don't go to Fiverr or Upwork or any of that other stuff. I go to colleges. Here's why. If I need something done for a podcast, for audio engineering or whatever, I call up the local college, like a university. Like, I'm in North Carolina, so I call up either ECW or North Carolina State or somewhere, and I get a hold of it, and I've got contacts in these different places, and I say, hey, I need an audio engineering kid. Well, they're in college for this stuff. The professor or their counselor or whoever will recommend a certain kid. And in order to graduate from that program, they have to show competency. So why not go to a college who's teaching this? A kid needs to do it so that he can graduate the college. And so it's either little cost to no cost to you to have something done, like one-off. Contact a graphic designer, an audio engineer for a podcast. You need a social media guy? Cool. Call up a 14 or 15-year-old and pay him $100 and create all the content, and then tell him to post it all on social media, right? So, or you go to a college kid who's in like marketing or PR and say, hey, I need somebody to post on my social media. Hey, college kid, I'll give you X amount of dollars a week to post all my content. So start employing college kids.
Yeah, keep them off the streets and out of the bars. That's what I say.
Right.
You have to put them to work.
And you're helping them. And you're helping them because they got bills to pay themselves. You know, they got maybe not car insurance, but I mean, they've got, you know, they want to go out with their friends. They want to, whatever it is that they're going to do. But, you know, I always just contact, you know, colleges and stuff, or I'll look up, you know, hey, what kid needs this? And they're like, oh, this kid needs, you know, whatever. Put a couple dollars in his pocket. You know, he's in college for it. So let him make some money on the outside. So
yeah, God forbid they should run away from a textbook and actually have real hands-on experience, you know, like a trade
right,
of some
that's
sort.
What they need.
I know,
yep.
That's what I'm saying. So tell us, Sean, a little bit about you, the clothing line, if you want to talk about that. I know that you're hosting a show. So let's jump into that, because we're over on the show, but that's okay. You're one of the good people, and I want to make sure that we get your message out there and share what you have to say. So as you'll know, I tend to go over. I'm trying to always tighten it up, but then some of these guests, they get me in a trance. They start talking, and then the information's good, and I'm like, I just got to cut everybody off at that 7 minutes, because everyone's got to share. So go ahead. I'll let you take the floor a little bit from here. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I mean, I host – two shows. Mine is a live show as well, so I totally get the time constraints, you know. So I got my one show is Life Transformation Radio, also hosted on Blog Talk Radio. Been doing that since 2017. 445 episodes in, 446 or 7 now.
Yeah.
And then I have another podcast called Create, Launch, Monetize Podcast, where we show you specifically how to create, launch, and monetize a podcast, a book, a speaker business, any business, a coaching program, product, service, how to market it, how to monetize it. We literally, me and my co-host, Anthony Frank, walk you through exact processes. Like, you need a WordPress site, and from the WordPress site, you put your podcast player on there. From the podcast player, you do an email list. From the email, like, we walk you step by step by step by step through everything you should be doing. So we've got 9 episodes right now, about to upload 10 and 11, and already we have over 4,000 downloads just in the 9 episodes.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
This thing
is like crushing. It's taking off because it's a no BS, no fluff podcast. You know, we're like, all right, today we're going to talk about monetizing a podcast. And then we go through like all of the different ways that you can monetize a podcast, you know? So, you know, I built 4 businesses while serving on active duty military orders since 2004, exited the other 2 businesses. I have my 2 businesses now are the Success Corps, which is an academy for entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owners that, what you said earlier, improves the positioning in the marketplace. You can have amazing logos, amazing branding, and you can have an amazing marketing messages. But if you're not positioned in front of the correct audience, they're not going to buy it. They're just not. Positioning is everything to the business. You can have a stick figure logo and still make your positioning look amazing. You just have to tell a story about the stick figure logo. People think that branding is the color of your logo or the graphic that you put to market your show. That's not branding. The positioning and branding comes in when you talk about what you think, feel, and believe about what you're putting into the world. You're solving a huge problem. That's your brand. When you're living your core values through your business and you're righting a wrong, or you're stopping from something from going away, or you're creating a new service, a new market category, and you're fulfilling a huge need. That's the brand. So a lot of people get confused about the branding and the positioning, but that's what we do, is we help you get in front of your target audience, your target avatar, and all that. So I speak at different events, the podcast events and business entrepreneur events, and host podcasts and radio shows. I'm a guest on podcasts and radio shows. So this is absolutely what I love to do.
Well, and you're good at it. And you got a great voice for, voice for radio. But your face isn't for radio, though. The face could go on TV.
Yeah. My wife always tells me you got a face for radio, but you know.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure the rest of the evening goes really well for everyone at that point.
All right.
So what would you say is a good bit of advice for somebody who says, you know, I just need to change things. I'm not where I need to be. I might not be ready to take the plunge and do the old Academy deal. So I need to do some things on my own. And then when I realize, okay, I do need the help, because usually that's the thing. People don't want to take that big step because A, it's a commitment, and B, there's an expense to it. So I always like to have the guests provide something that people can do on their own to make them, you know, to change their business or their attitude or something that's going to give them, you know, that little push, but then also make them realize, okay, either I know I need help to take it to the next level, or I know now what it feels like to have a little bit more success or a little bit more free time or a little bit more something. Now I have that desire to take it to the next step because I got that little tidbit. Like, you know, it's like the shark, you taste the blood and you're like, oh, I need more.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll use my clothing line as an example. In May of 2019, I started an affirmation and empowerment clothing line called LIB Clothing Inc. LIB stands for Live Your Brand. Ooh. And what we decided was, I'm tired of going to the store and trying to find clothes that represent me. I'm not talking about the pants or maybe the shoes, but like the shirts we wear, like, does this complement my skin tone? This is what women think about. Does it complement my body type? Does it complement, like, do I look good with, can I pair it with earrings and shoes? Like, how does it look? Does it fit me? Do I like frilly little stuff, or I like sleek and, you know? So do I want sayings on my shirt? Like, if I wear something, like a sports team, like people wear a sports team because they want to rep their sports team because they care about their sports team. They don't wear it just because it has a, whoa, look at the dolphin on the Miami Dolphins logo. Like, whoa, what a cute dolphin. I'm going to wear this. No, nobody does that. Right? Same thing with clothes. Same thing. They're going to rep stuff that presents themselves in a way that they want to be seen in the world. All we did was quantify it and put it on a T-shirt and say, this is how you want to be seen in the world. We're going to put your slogans on shirts. We're going to put our own stuff on shirts. And this is what you can buy. So it's really for entrepreneurs and speakers and, you know, people who just want to have some amazing affirmations. What we did, step one, was identify our own needs in our own life. And most businesses will come from this. I need it. I need something filled. I'm going to fill it because I can't find somebody else to fill it for me. So I'm just going to do it. Step one is to find a problem, solve a huge problem. And it's usually a problem that you have in your own life. Step two is to figure out who else is dealing with this problem. Market research. Number three is do the research on what it would take for you to implement a new service, program, product. How do you solve the problem? That's step three. Then step four, do it. Don't look back, just do it. If you fail, fail hard and fail miserably, but fail forward. So many people, and you're right, they don't want to pay the expense, and scared money doesn't make money. Period, the end. We can all go home now. Scared money doesn't make money. You have to invest. If you are not willing to invest in yourself, why should customers and clients invest in your business? You have to invest in yourself. That means getting a team together, outsourcing, Doesn't matter. The most important thing I would say here, what's that?
I was going to say, I like how you said scared money doesn't make money, because that's the slogan we've always said for like 30 years when we go, you know, going to Vegas. Scared money doesn't win in Vegas, guys. You can't walk in there scared going, all right, I'm ready to only lose. I can lose $200 on this trip. Well, what kind of attitude is that? The casino's like, yeah, why don't you come in and sit right down here at the blackjack table, ma'am, because you just said you're ready to lose $200. So please, here's your chip.
No,
scared money don't win in Vegas. No way, man. You got to go in there all confident going, I'm taking home a free hotel room, and I'm blowing past that buffet. I'm going to go straight for the full-on steak dinner. So, you know what I mean? You got to go in there strong. So I'd like to spend money, my friends. I just want to get that
but
in
what
there.
I'm thinking about putting that on a shirt.
You can't steal my stuff. You can't steal my stuff, man. Come on.
I'll send you one.
I'm stealing Matt's CEO. You're stealing my tagline. You're going to make $1 million. And then, you know, great. I'm working 2 hours a week, but somebody stole my slogan, my home run slogan.
That's funny. That's awesome.
So, oh, God. Okay. We're all sharing. That's all we're doing. We're just sharing.
What I will say about this as we close, because I know you're running over time.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Most people, they don't want to spend the money. They want to do something for free, or they want to do something for cheap. Got it. Guess what your clients and customers are going to do? They're going to follow your behavior. You set the example. You set the behavior. If you're investing in amazing marketing and amazing teams and everything's amazing, people are going to want to invest in the amazing. Also, if you're not willing to invest in you, they won't invest in you. So there's that. Another reason is because they don't want to fail. They don't want to be known as a failure. They don't want to see what happens to lose. I love losing. I love failing. I've built many businesses that didn't even get off the ground. You know, I invested in them. I'm like, this is a really bad idea. Never mind. out of like six
really
or
bad.
Seven ideas, out of the six or seven ideas that I had, three of them went to six figures. The fourth one, the clothing line, is almost to six figures. And the other two or three or four was like pipe dreams, never really got off the ground. Maybe it was the wrong time. Maybe I entered the market the wrong way. And so, I mean, I always have business ideas written down and things that I want to do. But you have to have a strategy. So people say, oh, it's 80% mindset. But no. You can have the most amazing mindset in the world, but if you're just spinning in circles while you're having an amazing mindset, it ain't going to work. So 20% mindset, 20% mindset, 25% mindset, maybe like 80% strategy. It's all about the strategy. Strategy is going to give you confidence. So if you need to go out and hire yourself a business strategist, if you need to go and hire yourself a coach, if you need to go out and do an hour of research on how to build a business plan and then how to launch it, how to market it, how to monetize it, do what you got to do, but just do it. And if it fails, you learned what didn't work. You don't learn nothing ever. Nothing is not even a categorical word inside of failing. You always learn something. You learn who not to trust. You learn who not to do business with. You learn how not to build a business. There's a ton of learning in failure. Most people are afraid to learn through failure. Everybody thinks that you're going to build this podcast and you're going to have 1 million downloads and you and John Lee Dumas are going to go run off into the sunset with Joe Rogan. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. I've been podcasting since 2017. I'm not getting $100 million from Spotify, nor will I ever get $100 million from Spotify, but Joe Rogan did.
Yeah. Right? His show's not good.
So, that's just not for me. But what I'll tell you what happened. My first year of podcasting, I spoke at New Media Summit. The second year of podcasting, I was invited to speak at PodFest and Podcast Movement and National Publicity Summit and New Media Summit and other podcast summits and Outliers Podcast Festival. Like, I was all over the place speaking everywhere. That's amazing to me. I don't need $100 million to feel fulfilled. I didn't set my goal at, well, I'll be happy when. I'm happy every day because I'm doing what I love. So my number one rule in life is do what you do best, outsource the rest. That's how you're going to make yourself happy. There's a lot of things that I don't want to do, and so I pay somebody to do them. I'm not going to sacrifice my happiness just so I can make an extra buck. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, because you're not going
that's
to be
what makes
as productive.
People successful.
You're not going to be as productive, or you're not going to be into it, and you right. might end up pushing it off for a couple hours or a couple of days because you don't want to do it anyway, and it just doesn't.
Yep.
It puts everything in a spiral, you know, everything. It's like the dominoes effect. And if you
yep.
don't have that, you know, you can't go into in a sales mode, right? Marketing and sales mode. If you're angry about your business, or you're not excited about it. And by adding
right.
all these other things that you're not, like you said, that you enjoy doing, you're just, you know, it's like punching yourself in the face and wondering why
yep.
it hurts. Well, you're doing it to yourself.
Yep.
So, and I totally agree with you. Well, you know what we're going to do
yep.
is I'm going to get the show graphics for you for both of the podcasts, and then we'll link the shows directly on our must listen to podcast, talk radio show, TV show, and live stream page. So that way people can see your pretty face, click on the graphic, and go directly to the shows. So we will add you to the list of must listen to people, because you're one of the must listen to people.
I love it.
Yeah. And we'll get those
love
downloads
it.
Up to 1 million or so, whatever, right? 100 million.
That'd be amazing.
I know. It would be great. That'd be awesome. Thank you very much.
That'd be awesome.
So,
but here's the funny thing, though. It's nice to have 1 million downloads, but downloads don't equal listens.
Exactly. Yeah.
And downloads don't equal dollars.
I mean, you could pay someone to do the downloads for you. So it's almost like, what does that
sure.
really mean?
You
could
pay
you
somebody
no
to
idea.
Make thousands of fake accounts. Yeah, absolutely. There's,
yeah.
No, there's so many ways to game the system. What I judge my show on is, out of that 4,000 downloads, how many people have reviewed it? How many people have given me ratings? And how many people have emailed me?
Right.
That's how
response.
I gauge, is my download count worth it? Is it worth it? So... yeah.
No, you're spot on there, my friend. So give your website so people can contact you, know how to get a hold of you, follow you on all the social medias, and where do they find Mr.
Yeah.
Sean Douglas? Where does this man lurk?
Oh, they find me at they find me at the Success Corps, CORPS, thesuccesscorps.com. You can listen to my radio show, Life Transformation Radio, every Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, on blogtalkradio.com/Life Transformation Radio. I just followed you on Blog Talk Radio, Michelle. And you can go to any podcaster, or any podcatcher, and look for Create Launch Monetize podcast. You can go to createlaunchmonetize.com to learn more about what we offer there. But my podcast for that is Create Launch Monetize podcast. Go listen to it. We have amazing episodes. And if you want to check out our clothing line, go to LYB Bravo, LYB clothinginc.com.
Perfect. And then, of course, all of that's on our website. And then the direct link in the show goes right to your website. So everything is connected. So there's no way that someone go, well, I couldn't find Sean. I can only help so
oh,
much,
man.
Guys. If you can't,
right.
if you can't
I'm
find
on.
Him on our website, I can't help you there. So we got to take baby steps
I'm
to
everywhere.
Get everybody into that, to get out of that no excuse mode. All right, Sean. Well, thank you
right.
so much. I appreciate it. You're a phenomenal addition to our platform. I look forward to your next appearance on our show next month. And, I will check out the clothing line, and I will go register my slogan today so someone doesn't steal it. So I'm going to end up to my to-do list. Beat Sean to trademark thing so he doesn't steal your $1 million. Okay, so it's on my list. I'm going to take care of that when we get off the show. So thanks so much, my friend.
Nailed it. And then you got to come on my show.
I definitely
set you
will.
Up to come on my
we'll
show.
Have a good time. We'll have a good time. And thank you for your service. You know, our whole marketplace
thank
platform,
you.
Which I haven't talked about in a little bit, supports vets, pets, and kids, and actually gets donations through people making purchases. Maybe we could do something, add your clothing line to that. Yeah, but let's chat about
cool.
that. And we'd like to add you to that because it goes to the nonprofits that we're just constantly wanting to
add
on more.
I'd love to
more.
Support them.
Yeah, let's talk off the air. Maybe I'll give you a call later this week and we'll see what we
yeah.
can do about that, because it's time to grow that platform. I don't want to say I haven't had the time. It's just, I'm not going to make the excuse. I'm not putting it in the universe. I'm leaving it right there. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll call
got
you this
right,
weekend.
We'll
talk about adding your clothing line to the marketplace.
Perfect.
All right. Thank
thanks.
You, sir. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Have a great day, Sean Douglas. Oh, God, you guys, I'm sorry we went way over, and I said I wasn't going to do that, but Shelby didn't call in. She had some technical issues, and then my two guests at the end, I just wanted to give them the time that they deserve because I thought their message was really important. So, again, thank you. A special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Don't forget to go to the Partners and Patriots tab, the must-listen-to podcasts, all of the guests that do have podcasts, plus all of the podcasts and TV shows and talk radio shows and live streams that you need to listen to. None of that mainstream media junk, just the truth, just the Patriots. It's all on there, so you can go ahead and check that out. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit more coming in the next shows on Wednesday and Friday. Sorry, this show was a little bit all over the board. Again, my apologies to everybody. Hope you tune in Wednesday at 12 noon for another live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, to learn some great tips, takeaways, and grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference and much more. And, you know, guys, why are we doing this? Why did we create this platform? We just want to make sure that we have all the right people in all the right places. So we're doing it because it's just us. Nobody else is going to care about us. No one's coming to rescue us. Democrats, Republicans, they don't care about us. Establishment of all the institutions, everybody. No, just us guys working together, because you know why? All right, everybody's awake. We're redoing our resolutions. Go take some action on what we shared today. Make sure you go check out the Take Action tab and watch that video with Dr. Simone Gold. Boy, is it going to make you enlightened to the point where you're going to rip that mask off. You're going to be so mad. We literally wasted a year of everybody's life, money, tragedy, and it's way too see it. And that's all I got to say. You're awake, everybody. Go take that action. Make it a great day because you deserve it. You deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.